Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Munzer Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo podcast. If you guys have never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
And if I could leave it on the side of the road, I would.
But unfortunately, he can't without a lot of paperwork and through the court system. So we watch episodes of The Housewives and other popular Bravo television shows and recap them in a hilarious fashion, hoping that Chell will one day be a fan of Bravo and it'll make our marriage stronger.
It won't. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Married to Bravo. That's Married number 2 Bravo. And you can see Jolene drop them hot memes every week and see what the Bravo community is talking about, because we actually get people from shows to actually comment on your memes.
Yay!
And if you haven't already, please leave us a rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It actually helps us get out to more Bravo fans so they can listen to my hate watching.
Yes, and please subscribe to us. No new reviews again, Chell. We're sitting at 49 with a goal of 50. So if you guys want to go on and rate and review, that'd be awesome.
We're one away, guys. That could be you. The person listening to this right now could put our dreams into reality with 50 rates and reviews. So if you haven't already, please rate and review us. And Jolene is actually going on tour in the Midwest this week. So
the
if
South, not the Midwest.
You're in Indiana first.
Oh, is that considered the Midwest?
Yes, it is.
Oh, somewhere in Middle America.
Somewhere where I went to high school. So you're going to be in Bloomington tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and then Indianapolis.
And then Tennessee.
And then Nashville.
Okay.
And then Atlanta.
Whoa, cool.
I'm going to Atlanta where the play is play and we ride on the things like every day.
Don't forget to bring me a biscuit. Okay, so no new rates and reviews. Let's just get started. So this is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I didn't write down the name of the episode.
What?
I know, right? Shame on me. Be careful. Episode 14, Real Housewives Beverly Hills. Heaven knows.
Heaven knows.
As in heaven no.
Mm-hmm. As people in say heaven no.
People say hell no. I say heaven no. Mm-hmm. So we first cut over to Dorit. Teddy calls to apologize. Dorit makes faces.
She is being very, very, very snotty.
Extra.
About this.
Snotty? Mm-hmm. Well, she says if you're going to apologize, apologize in person. I mean, is that correct or no?
She hasn't always done that.
She hasn't? So, name one time she hasn't.
Oh, I can't think offhand.
So she does.
I do not think Dorit always, I don't think Dorit always apologizes. I'm just saying she doesn't have to be so rude to Teddy and roll her eyes. It's just, it's too much.
I feel like Dorit's eyes are going to pop out of her head. She rolls them so much.
Yeah, she just sees that Teddy's calling. She's like, oh my God, who is putting me through this? Oh God, where is boy George? Oh, oh.
Yeah, she has to concentrate on her bikini line, and Teddy, you're obviously getting in the way.
Right? She's like, oh my God, I need so much energy to do what I love, my bikini.
So we go to Lisa Rinna's, and Lisa Rinna's mom's coming into town. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, her mom's so cute.
Coming in from Oregon. Then we go to Kyle and Teddy meet up at a restaurant, and Teddy catches Kyle up on the drama from the night before.
Interesting impression of Erica Jane.
I know, something that I didn't see coming. I think Teddy's really mad.
She is very mad because she's like, and then she just turned and was like, what are you saying? I'm a liar.
Which is, I didn't take it that way.
She turned into some like gore. Yeah. A weird
guar?
Guar? Is that guar?
Guar.
Guar.
You said gore.
Gwar.
Gwar.
Gwar. Okay.
G-W-A-R.
Got it. See, yeah, that's how cool I am.
Yeah. Gory
I
war.
That they were on episode Jerry Springer back in the
Beavis
day.
Beavis and Butthead, too.
Really?
Gwar, yeah.
Really, it was like Gwar. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Teddy's a little salty. She's pretzel.
Yeah, her and Erica, not feeling each other.
Not feeling each other
neither
at all.
Neither way, no.
And but Erica wouldn't do that to Teddy, I don't think.
What?
Erica wouldn't talk to... Erica wouldn't talk to other people and be like, then Teddy was like, me, 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 I'm crying.
I mean, yeah, she might not. But in her diary, she did say.
Cry baby.
Cry baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Erica.
That's Erica's brand, though. She cool. Cause she could say that.
I don't think she would do that, no.
I don't think she would go to other housewives and be like, and that's when Teddy was like, me.
And then I told her, oh, no, you didn't. And then she said,
yeah, so I'm going to side with Erica on this one. I don't think you need to do an impression. But I think Teddy's trying to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Accountability coach slash stand-up comic.
She's trying to make it seem that she's, you know, not very upset. It was just Erica was being so ridiculous.
Well, Teddy feels constantly intimidated by Erica.
Well, wouldn't you?
No.
If you were in Teddy's position, I mean, she...
No, Teddy's badass bitch.
But Erica Jane, I don't...
Don't let her get in your head, Teddy.
I think she got in her head.
Teddy, you kick ass. You're fit. You go on hikes.
Erica Jane's fit. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. She goes on tours.
But I feel like if I had to pick one to run a marathon, I'd probably pick Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you got to always have that on people. You're
a
badass.
No one would pick me to run a marathon, but I'm still a badass.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I think no. So Lisa calls.
Nice try.
Lisa calls and her dog died. Pinky.
Oh, horrible.
Pink.
Pink dog.
Pink dog died. That's sad.
Unexpectedly had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I believe.
Which
right?
happens. Don't die on me.
I'll try not to.
Okay, Tilly. That was
Producer
for you.
Tilly?
Don't die on us.
She's just going to eat the cake.
Yeah. She's blinking real hard. Oh my God. If something happened to her while you were gone.
Can we not put that out into the universe?
I'm just saying that would be really sad.
An episode that makes you think about that. I mean, the loss of a pet is like a family member to so many people.
And I would want you around.
We had a pet pass away unexpectedly, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It almost tore our relationship
apart. Help but blame yourself. I was the Ken in the situation thinking I should have.
There's nothing you could do.
Sooner.
Nothing you could do.
Because I had an appointment that next day.
Yeah, nothing you could do.
Yeah, sad.
So we go to Rena's, and Grandma's in town.
She's so cute. Her nails are all painted black. She's accessorizing. She's looking adorable. And my first thing, Chell, was to judge.
You were judging?
Yeah, because I thought
too much
myself,
housewives.
Why isn't Rena taking care of her? Why hasn't she moved to LA? Why? Of course, she just wants to live in LA and not take care of her parents. But then, no, Jolene, I was being an asshole.
Yeah, too much housewives.
The mom doesn't want to. She likes her life there, and Rena's tried to get her to move there.
Yeah.
So, yes, I went negative right away thinking, oh, they make her live all by herself and her husband passed away.
I don't know.
They don't take care of her.
Maybe that's the image they put out. And really, when the cameras are off, they're like, get the hell out of here.
I hope not. It seems like her mom really is a social butterfly and has.
Likes being around friends. Yeah. She's cock of the walk.
In Medford, Oregon.
Yeah. So we found out Grandma has really come into herself since Grandpa passed away, which is something that is a trend. Do you think if I pass?
A trend?
Well, I hear a lot of like...
You've heard of it happening before. Yeah. I had a grandma that kind of happened to my great
grandpa. Grandpa passed away. Mm-hmm. I don't have to take care of anybody. I could
she
be
found
myself.
Her own.
Yeah.
She found friends. She was able to kind of live her own life. Yeah.
I hope that you don't blossom if I die.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to get hot. I'm going to...
Oh no.
No. Chill. I don't want... I love you.
I know. I'm just saying it happens a lot. It's weird. It's weird. So grandma won't move in because she's social butterfly.
She doesn't look 89.
No, she doesn't. She looks great.
Yeah.
But Lisa Rena's like, you're going to be my friends. If they come at you, I want you to clap back. Gives some good clap back tips.
And the mom knew.
Put people in place.
Clap back.
Yeah. Did your mom know about clap backing?
I don't think so.
Okay. She need to clap back then.
My mom still likes to sing, my humps, my lovely lady humps. Check it out. And she says, check it out. She doesn't take that beat. To let it breathe, you know? My humps, because my brother's favorite band is the Black Keys.
The Black Eyed Peas?
And my mom thought it was the Black Eyed Peas.
Uh-huh.
And so I called one time and she goes, your brother went to see his favorite band. And I go, who? The Black Eyed Peas. And my brother is very not into pop music or mainstream at all.
I like the Black Eyed Peas.
But I doubt. Well, there's nothing, I'm not saying there's
anything
wrong with
them. They got Fergie on them. Did you see her national anthem?
I did.
It was really good.
You're going to bring that up and it was very sad. It's very, very...
Why is it sad? I thought it was a really good one.
Chill. You're doing that thing now where you laugh and move your face away from the mic so people don't know, but you're laughing right now.
I am laughing.
But that always reminds me. And so my mom would be like, yeah, he loves that song. My lovely lady humps. Check it out.
So we go to Erica's, and Erica's going to go to a woman empowering event called, I think, Girl Cult. Have you ever heard of this?
I haven't, but it sounds rad.
I think that's something you would really like.
Yeah.
And Erica loves talking to young women about possibilities. Like, it's very difficult to get to places, but that you can do it. And it's kind of all about a woman empowerment, which is something that Teddy complained about, that, you know, if she's so intimidating, isn't she about women empowerment? She's not empowering me. She's actually being intimidating towards me.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because she's got walls up protecting herself?
Yeah, I think she does have walls up. Her and Teddy just didn't hit it off from the jump, and there was something about Teddy that Erica Jane wasn't feeling, and I don't get it. I think they could get along easily.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
So we go back to Lisa Rinna's, and Grandma does a little dance for social media.
How cute was she?
So cute.
Ugh, I'd eat her up like, nom, 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 nom.
And then we go to Teddy and Kyle, and they're getting the car, and they're going to meet Lise, which is Grandma. They're going to go meet Grandma, but they're wondering if Erica's going to be there.
Lois.
Sorry. I said Luis, and it's Spanish.
Luis.
And it's Lois. Sorry.
You have an Uncle Luis.
Yes. That's mm-hmm. how I was speaking Spanish. So sorry.
Oh, sorry.
They're going to Tarte, which is where Lisa Rinna's at.
And they went there. They've been there a bunch of times. We just walked by Tarte the other day on our way to the Grove.
I'm going
to
go there while you're gone.
Oh, don't.
Why not?
Wait for me.
I got to order a drink, and then I'll go.
All right. Sounds good. You have to take pictures.
Okay. Oh, my God. A housewife. That's what I'll say. Hey, I liked you when you weren't on the show. Bye. So we go to Tarte, and Lisa Rinna and Grandma. Rinna's excited for her mom to meet the girls. I thought they met already, but no. This is the first time. Rinna's been on the show for a long time.
Not that long. Got three it. Seasons, four seasons.
Okay. So Camille arrives, and then Dorit arrives.
Ugh.
And then Rinna talks about Dorit's relationship and how far they've come. So she kind of catches up Grandma on, like, we were fighting, but now we're good. And Dorit backs up that story. And then we ask Dorit what she's up to. And then Dorit does what?
Goes on and on and on.
They did a little montage.
And on.
Yeah.
And on. Talking about her swimwear line. Now listen, there's never that much you can say about a bikini. Never, never, never. And she keeps going and going. Do you really think Lois cares about your bikini line? She's 89. She doesn't care.
She cares.
She's over it.
She's like, that's great, honey.
Yeah, but in her head, she's thinking, oh, God, I need something to drink. I need a cheeseburger. I need that French toast I'm about to
order. She got French toast. She didn't get a cheeseburger.
I love it because these women are so LA and they eat so LA. And Lois just comes in going, you know what? I'm going to have French toast. And everyone comments on it because it's so out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
because
they're all like, I want to eat that.
And I love French toast.
They're like, I can't wait to be old so I can eat that.
And like Kitty Corner from where they are right now is Dupar's, which is a diner Chell and I love. And they have the best pancakes. And we get them all the time.
Yeah. You should go to Dupar's. You'd love it.
You're like doing an ad for them.
You just did. You just said, we love it. And I said, yeah, you should go. You love it. Mm-hmm. So Teddy and Kyle come in, and we find out Grandma wanted to be an actress, but she never had the guts to move. So Lisa Rinna took over that.
Yeah, makes sense now.
And we find out Kyle misses her mom.
Aww,
it's hard to see other people with their moms, especially if your moms are gone.
And Kyle lost her mom so young that it's sad.
Erica is missing because she's at a work thing, and Lisa Vanderpump's not there because she's just too torn up over Pinky.
Pink dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Lisa Rinna gives everybody a gift.
She gives them one of her duster sweaters.
What's a duster?
You know, I don't know exactly why they call it that. It could be because it's like a sweater. It's like a cardigan that is longer, and maybe the front of it like dusts against things. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
You're just making shit up? That's good.
But they look like very cute, nice, comfy
yeah.
ones. But when she gives, who does she give hers to? And she says, no, this will be a good size for you. And I want to say that she's saying that because she gave her a bigger size than she would have liked.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I think she said that to Erica Jane.
But Erica didn't go. Oh, yes. When
later
she
on.
With Erica. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was strange because she didn't say that to anybody else. Hmm. Conspiracy theory.
Nice conspiracy. So then we go to Lisa's, and Lisa's burying the dog in the yard. Mm-hmm. Apparently they had it done a little bit before. Because the cement looked like it was dry.
The cement?
Yeah, the cement.
The cement?
Cement.
Do you call it cement?
Yeah.
Cement.
No, cement. What's wrong? Cement.
It sounds weird.
Why does it sound weird?
I don't know.
Cement.
Like C, like S-E-E or S-E-A.
Yeah,
but it's
cement.
C-E-M-E-N-T.
Cement.
Cement.
Cement. Why does it sound weird?
It just does. We can move on. We don't have to sit with the...
I just don't know why it sounds weird.
Cement or cement?
Yeah, cement. What?
It sounds like the name of like an artist.
Sweet.
Like, oh, I love that song by Cement.
I'm just saying semen.
I know. I didn't want to say that.
But it's funny.
I know what you're doing.
So we find out back at Tarte that Kyle's having a seance back at her house later on, and everyone's invited. Grandma feels like she's in her 30s, and we find out she had a stroke and that it totally changed her personality.
Her perspective.
Yeah, she really enjoys life. And it's like everyone's all like, oh, I want to enjoy life a lot.
Get it, Lois.
So then we go to Erica at Girl Cult, and Erica's excited because she wants to lift women up. And then she says something that's cool. It's like, there's enough room for everyone at the top, you know?
That is cool.
Yeah, and how she avoids the drama is just to pass on the small things, but she'll stick up for herself.
She just got into a little bit of drama.
Well, you mean you're getting called a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, you're protecting yourself against these girls who...
She's so Team Eric Jane.
Yeah, because every girl there has got to get receipts. And then, you know, if you don't check it there, then they're going to be like, oh, this is like that time you faked amnesia again.
Ooh, yeah, because she had the whole underwear gate, and she's like, I'm not going through that again.
Yeah, exactly. She's just protecting herself.
Mm-hmm. Teddy is paying the price for Dorit. We're all paying the price for Dorit.
Well, Dorit has to be a part of the show. We're learning that, and you wouldn't kick her off, so.
I wouldn't.
I mean, Jesus Christ, people. She's not a good person yet. We all need to have her. This is so bad. It's like that friend you keep around that it's all like, well, if you guys don't like her, why don't you get rid of her as friends? And then you're like, then we wouldn't have anybody to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I've said that to you before.
I know. So we go to Kyle's and she's getting ready for the seance and she's excited to move into her new house. But like she's getting candles out. She's getting crystal balls. She's getting really, really into it. She's getting excited.
It looks cute. I think I like the decor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Kyle's, Rebecca's coming over. They've known each other for 10 years. And we find out Rebecca's youngest client is 4 years old.
Yeah, it's too much.
You don't like Rebecca?
We'll get to that.
Scale 1 to 10. Initial entrance.
I've seen her on other seasons.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
With other people or?
No, with Kyle and her sister. You see a flashback.
Who was the smoking one?
Oh, that was Allison Dubuis, I believe. Dubuis, Allison?
Dubuis? Yeah, who Dubuis? Was that? I don't understand what that was.
She was Camille's friend when Camille was an actual housewife and not just a friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
And they had, I think it was season one, they had a seance thing, or just a dinner, not a seance, at her house. And everyone at Camille's house. Yep, and everyone found out that Allison was a medium because I guess the show that was on NBC that starred Patricia Arquette, that I think was called Medium, was based on her. The character was. So they were asking her to read them, and she had had too many drinks and was smoking her electronic cigarette and wasn't feeling Kyle because at the time Kyle and Camille were having beef first season of Beverly Hills. They were going at it.
The very first season?
Yeah, it was a very different feel. We'll have to go back and watch the first season of Beverly Hills. Yes, we will.
No.
It'll be one of my birthday wishes. Okay. Christmas wish.
No, you said birthday. I can give myself a year.
And so Allison said some stuff and said that Kyle's husband, Mauricio, will never emotionally fulfill her and said all these things and then just smoked her electronic cigarette. And said, I can tell you when all of them will die, when all of their children will die. So we haven't seen her since.
Got it.
But I made a meme like,
way to blow it up.
You miss me now after Rebecca and her Twitter. Oh, you said we'll get to.
Okay. We go to Lisa's and Teddy arrives and we find out Pikachu was sick the night before.
Yeah, Lisa has another dog that's ill.
Mm-hmm.
So Pink Dog just passed away and Pikachu is now at the vet, right?
Yeah. And Lisa just wants to check in with Teddy, make sure she's okay. Teddy's okay.
Teddy's okay.
So Rena and Erica, you know, meet up and Rena gives Erica the gift. And like you said, she was like, this sweater is just your size. Then we go to Kyle's and Lisa and Teddy arrive and Dorit arrives. And we find out that while Erica and Rena are in the car together, find out Erica wants to plan a trip with the girls to Berlin, you know, a way to get out of town. I know. I'm excited.
I love Germany.
I'm so excited. This season's almost over. Kyle. So we go to Kyle's. Everyone arrives. And Rena says, sorry. And, you know, to Lisa. Lisa really appreciates it, you know, because she kind of feels like...
She gives her condolences for the loss of her dog.
In person, which is the best way to do it, rather than like a text.
Well, she had sent her flowers, I believe, too, or something.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Rather than a text that says, you sad?
You up?
You sad? So then we go to Erica, and Erica will not acknowledge Teddy in the room, and Teddy is like feeling weird, and it's really awkward in the room.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't even make eye contact. And then we find out that
Rebecca receives phone calls from God and calls him Papa God.
Too much.
Is that what we find out?
We do. We find out that, but we also find out that Erica's the one housewife that didn't reach out to Lisa after her dog passed away.
Well, she said she just found out. Do you believe that or no?
I mean, it's a possibility. Yeah.
She's super busy.
Mm-hmm. She seems like the type that gets lost in her work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very just into herself. Because this is what she's surrounded by.
Yeah.
Ooh, but big misstep to forget the thing. As important as that. Especially when someone's putting it on Twitter.
Yeah, because you know you're on Twitter.
You on Twitter. We all pee and look at our phones. Come on.
Ew.
What?
No, it's true.
Yeah. Don't ever borrow someone's phone. You get a disease on your face.
Right? When someone hands me their phone, like, look at this link. Can't you just hold it and show me?
I know. That's why you always show me while I'm driving, you crazies. So we find out heaven is real. She has proof.
Where was her proof?
Papa God tells her. That's her proof.
But where was her proof?
Papa God tells her.
Okay, but just because she says it doesn't make it proof.
It's proof. Papa God said so. Therefore,
why did she call him Papa God?
That's what she calls Papa God.
But did she say why?
Yes. She was eating Papa John's when the first call came in. It was like, Papa's in town.
He was like, you enjoying my pizza? He's like, is this Papa John? No, it's Papa God.
And that's how that guy ended up living there for about 6 months. And we find out heaven's real. So Lisa goes...
Do you think she gets phone calls from heaven?
No, I don't believe that. Lisa goes to... I believe that this is show business and you got to say stuff in order to get TV time.
Isn't there a book called Phone Calls with Heaven or something?
No.
No.
But there is... Black Elvis making the use of his TV time, and I think Rebecca did the same. So Lisa goes to Erica and she says why she didn't get a text. Erica's kind of like, I just found out, so hold up.
And hugs her, which isn't always an Erica move.
So then everybody goes outside for sushi, which great idea to have a sushi party. How cool.
So I want to be invited over to Kyle's.
And Teddy makes the smartest choice in the world by sitting next to Erica. Because, you know, if it's weird, might as well make it weirder.
Get it head on.
Yeah. And Erica compliments Teddy's earrings. So Erica's trying to find her way back in.
Yeah, I think she is. And I think Teddy did make a good move.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, normally what would happen is you sit on the opposite side of the table and then you just grow resentment and hate towards each other more and more until it comes to the point of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this way, she put herself there. She made that move.
Yeah.
And then Erica reached out the way Erica knows how to reach out. She's like, into fashion and accessories.
Yeah.
And she does like her earrings.
Well, Rebecca starts and says... Rena's dad is here, and he wants to say hi. Hey.
Wow.
No, don't believe it.
By a window.
Yeah, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle goes.
How does he know her house has windows?
That's a really good fact to be hard to guess.
There's her proof. Yeah.
It's hard to guess that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle gets everybody to go to the dining room where she has candles and a crystal ball, and then I felt like Dorit was extra. About learning about John Lennon and Marilyn Monroe. Like every time it was like a famous celebrity, Dory was like, oh my God. Where are they? Show me. Whoa. I feel them. That was totally Dory.
That's my husband's favorite. It's everybody's husband's favorite.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. So I felt like Dory was a little extra. Teddy and Lisa don't buy it. They're skeptical.
Yeah.
Which you agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But then... Rebecca says there are three dogs around.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And Lisa's like a little freaked out because that's a little scary.
And Erica Jane, too. She buys it hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. She loves that shit.
And then Teddy goes, that was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I did see it on Twitter, but that's not why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's a Twitter psychic.
I would have been like, really? What? Twitter? What's that? Mm-hmm. Papa God and me talk all the time.
Papa God saw it on
Twitter. We share pizza.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I heard that.
I love that Teddy called her out. I'm Team Teddy right now. Way to go. So we find out Dorit had a past life where she got lost in Greece. And Erica, we found out that she also knows about her past life. She was like a stowaway, and then a knight came and saved her.
She was a little boy on a boat.
She got kidnapped, and then a knight came to save her.
Was it a knight or her parents?
I think it was a knight.
Well, Dorit's past life, as you said, was that she knew PK.
Yeah.
And they missed each other in the, I don't know.
Oh. I mean, that would be really hard if, you know, Dorit was really rich in this life and her past lover was really poor, because then I don't think Dorit would really notice her past love in that situation. Just throwing that out there.
But maybe she was always making it, but I bet she was always making the bikini line.
And then there's a montage.
I saw it on Twitter.
You did?
No, I'm being Rebecca the psychic. She saw everything on Twitter.
So then there's a montage of all the girls wondering what their past life is. And Lisa Rinna was like, a worker, a sex worker. Rebecca talks about the girl who Teddy knew. So Rebecca's trying to get Teddy. And was like,
she knows Teddy's not a believer.
I feel like there's someone in your life here that was passed away before their prime.
Before their time. Young.
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 And Teddy's like, oh my God, yes. I know somebody.
People are too easy. A girl from my sixth grade class.
Broke her neck while riding a horse.
But here's the thing. She goes, yes, Teddy said, she died. She fell off a horse, and then the psychic said, "This is horrible. You shouldn't laugh at this." But the
I'm
psychic
not laughing.
Said, "Yeah, I see the neck broken." And Teddy goes, "She did break her neck. Well, how else do you think she died off a horse?
You can hit your head."
Okay. Well, obviously something with the head. And if she would have said, "Well, her head. What's the head? The neck. That's what I'm seeing." She's pointing to her head, her neck. I mean, this woman is.
I believe her.
Yeah.
Anybody with a straight phone line to Papa John's. Someone I believe.
Oh my God. It's just. Well, I saw it on Twitter. But that's why I'm saying it. And the fact that she go, I think you know. Yes, everybody knows someone who has unfortunately passed away.
I don't.
When they were younger. And if you don't know, you know of someone. You go, oh yeah, my mom's friend or my parent had a sibling or.
Not me.
Whatever. Okay, Chell. You and Papa John's to heaven.
Sorry, Papa John's calling me. I feel pepperoni. Pepperoni is in this area. Extra cheese?
Oh, extra, extra.
So Teddy did enjoy the memory, but she's just, you know, she's still not buying it. But the girl was all like,
make her sad.
The girl was, Rebecca was all like, and she really enjoys your beach house. How does she know? So then Kyle leads the girls outside for dessert.
They go in and out and in.
Yeah. So dessert time. We got to get outside.
None of them are eating it.
No,
are they?
No. It's just there for show. Erica invites everyone to Berlin. And everyone says yes. And Erica apologizes to Teddy for losing her temper.
She said, and I would like you to come. Mm-hmm. And looks at her.
If she apologized in person. Mm-hmm. And Teddy says she won't hold a grudge. She'll move forward because...
But she won't forget.
She wants to be with her friends. No, she's two housewife now. She hook, line, singer. She's a housewife now. And all the girls will move forward. So
all the girls what?
Will move forward.
Yeah.
As in like, you know, forget this and move on. Rate the episode.
A 5.
Boring 4.
Really? That
yes,
boring,
yes,
huh?
It's boring.
Yeah, it was sad too. I feel bad.
I mean,
for Lisa
compared
Ken.
To what happened last time, come on.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, this was a sad episode. I mean, you saw that Ken had a really hard time forgiving himself, and then we see Rebecca the psychic just making shit up, and everyone going, "How does she know?" Because she has Twitter. Because she has Google.
Because she called Papa John's.
Because she called Papa John's.
I like Papa John's. You know, I think she does have a direct phone line to Papa John's. I mean, that's one of my favorites on
like
my
Papa
Apple
John's.
iPhone. What?
I don't like Papa John's.
Well, that's why they're going to be Papa John's while you're gone.
So
that's actually
that
their new motto. If your wife's gone, call Papa John's.
Go ahead. So now that we're halfway through.
Halfway. Jesus Christ.
No,
20 episodes?
We're more. We're
Get
more.
The fuck out of here.
Calm down. Jeez. Who would you say is your favorite Beverly Hills housewife and who is your least favorite?
Least favorite, Dorit. Most favorite, I don't know. I like Teddy, but she's just so new. So I relate to her because she's new to the world and I'm
and
new.
You're new to the world.
Yeah.
So
it's perfect.
That's why I relate to her.
All right, you guys. Well, I
wait.
Am going
you,
on a,
you're next.
Oh, least favorite. It's a love hate with Dorit. So you know she's gonna bring.
Is that most favorite too?
No, she's not. But that would be what that would mean. But it's not. And my most favorite this
Rebecca.
Season.
Papa John's
is Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she has a direct dial to Papa John's.
Direct dial to Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. Papa John's. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Married to Bravo podcast.
You did it. You got through it.
Woo. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on our social media, Married, the number 2, Bravo, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, producer Tilly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you, Jolene. You're the best. I love you.
Aw, this is going to make people barf. Bye.
Blech.